All perfect praise is due to Allah. I testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is a slave and messenger. May Allah exalt his mention as well as his family and all his companions. Women's worship during Ramadan. A Muslim woman should utilize the seasons which Allah has endowed with great benefit and made a source of accumulating rewards. A woman can increase her reward in Ramadan by strengthening various aspects of worship and obedience to Allah, by being keen in performing virtuous deeds, and refraining from anything that could affect the rewards of her fasting adversely. Thanking Allah for the blessing of safety and security. Before I start addressing the issue of worship for women during Ramadan, I would like to say that this year, the month of Ramadan, has come after we experienced difficult times and painful hardships. I say this because fasting after being put to trial gives a different flavor to fasting. We lived a state of fear by witnessing the punishment of Allah befalling some of the disbelievers, and thus we must be grateful to Allah for the blessing and favor of being safe and secure. Allah says in verse 112 of chapter An-Nahl,
وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ.
Which means, and Allah presents an example, a city, i.e. Mecca, which was safe and secure, its provision coming to it in abundance from every location. But it denied the favors of Allah, so Allah made it taste the envelopment of hunger and fear for what they have been doing. This blessed month is normally a month of supplication and repentance. What would be the case now, when there is a special need to supplicate and turn to Allah in repentance? This necessitates that we exert even more efforts in supplication. As Allah says in chapter Al-An'am, verse 43,
فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا.
Which means, then why, when our punishment came to them, did they not humble themselves? Therefore, we must exert more efforts, lest Allah afflicts us as He afflicted them. If we used to supplicate Allah in the previous years during Ramadan, then our supplications should be more this year. If we used to worship Allah in the previous years during Ramadan, then our acts of worship must be multiplied manifold this year. Sincerity during Ramadan. One of the aspects of servitude to Allah which a woman practices during the month of Ramadan is sincerity. In the books of Imams Al-Bukhari and Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon them, Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Allah the Exalted and Majestic said, every act of the son of Adam is for him, except fasting, which is exclusively and sincerely for me, and I will reward him for it. The person observing fast has abstained from food and drink and sexual pleasures for my sake. Therefore, a woman should refrain from all that invalidates her fast and should guard this pledge that is between her and her Lord from dawn to sunset. Sincerity during this month trains her to be sincere afterwards in other acts of worship. Rulings of Ramadan. One of the matters which a woman must endeavor to learn is the jurisprudence rulings pertaining to the month of Ramadan in order for her fasting to be perfect. There are many rulings related to this month that concern women, like the rulings regarding menstruation, purity, postpartum bleeding, in connection to fasting. If the bleeding stops after 20 days, she must perform a ritual bath, i.e. a ghusl, and start fasting. But she must intend fasting the obligatory fast, as the Prophet ﷺ informed us that without having an intention to fast prior to the break of dawn, her fast is not valid. Adhering to the command of Allah and His Messenger. Adhering to the commands of Allah and His Messenger ﷺ during this blessed month is another aspect of servitude which a woman practices. For example, a woman is commanded to break her fast as soon as she goes into her menses. Yet, she is not deprived from the reward because she broke the fast in adherence to the command of Allah, and she is rewarded for this adherence. Some women become grieved when they get their menses whilst fasting and start saying things like, "Why do I get menses?" or "I wished I never got this," or "I wish I was a man, so that I do not get it, and thus fast the full month." One must be content with the decree of Allah, as He is the one who created women as women, and men as men. Thus a woman should be content with her decree, and should not have these feelings, because Allah does everything with ultimate wisdom, the essence of which we can never comprehend. Bashfulness during Ramadan. Women must learn that when it comes to enlightening and educating themselves in matter of religion, they should not be too shy to ask questions. For example, some young women are too embarrassed to inform their families that they have reached the age of puberty and thus continue to break their fast and do not observe fast. This is a serious mistake and a great crime in Islam, as a woman is obliged to fast whenever she is not in her menses. Another example are women who are too shy. Thus, when they have their menses, they continue to fast, lest those around them would find out, which is also prohibited in Islam, and by doing so, they are disobeying Allah. Many sisters ask questions about situations similar to the ones mentioned above, but only after a long time, after they have already committed the mistakes due to being bashful at the wrong time in their lives. Those who did not observe fast after reaching the age of puberty, for whatever invalid reason, must make up all the days they missed. Despite the fact that some scholars have permitted the use of the pills that delay the menses, if they have no harmful side effects, yet I believe, and Allah knows best, that not taking them is more rewarding, as it reflects the woman's contentment with what Allah has decreed on her. Attending the Qiyam prayers and study circles. Attending the Qiyam prayers, i.e. the optional night prayers, in the mosque is a recommended act of worship. Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, used to designate a prayer area especially for women so they could attend the prayers without intermixing with men. It is a good thing for a woman to attend the prayers with the congregation, but it is more rewarding for her to pray at her house. When the woman goes to the mosque whilst fulfilling the conditions permitting her to attend, she will expose herself to the blessings bestowed upon those who attend the mosque. For example, the mercy of Allah will descend on them. The angels will surround them and ask forgiveness for them for attending lectures that teach people matters of their religion, saying Ameen after the supplications of the Imam, which makes them deserving of whatever the Imam supplicated. Increasing submissiveness to Allah that results due to the Imam's recitation during the prayer. Learning the proper way to pray and correcting any mistakes in recitation. Having said this, it is still more rewarding for a woman to pray in her house whilst reading from the Mus'haf, i.e. the Quran book, than praying with the congregation. A woman must be keen to get to know those who attend the congregation with her, as some of them could be very pious sisters, who could be a means for steadfastness and remind her at times of heedlessness. When in the mosque, a woman should be ready to receive knowledge, learn her religion, and be open-minded to accept the truth, even if it goes against her desire or that which she practices. She must adhere to the proper hijab, not wear perfume, not adorn herself, not mix with men outside the mosque or in the parking lot, so as to avoid making the mosque a social club and turning the prayers into a meeting place to talk and laugh with other sisters, disturbing other people. Religious exemptions for women during Ramadan. Allah granted women many exemptions during this month out of His mercy. One of these exemptions is that a pregnant woman or a breastfeeding woman is permitted to break her fast. Allah the All-Knowing knows what feelings a woman has towards her infant, and thus permitted her to break her fast to breastfeed him. All she is required to do is to make up the days she missed, and if she is unable to fast, then she is only obliged to feed a needy person for every day she missed. The ruling that is applicable to her is just like that for all people who are unable to fast. Another exemption is that a woman who unwillingly submits to her husband's will for intercourse during the day in Ramadan is excused and not considered a sinner, nor does she have to expiate for the intercourse. Rather, it is the husband who has to do so. She must try to avoid him and escape the situation as much as she possibly can, but when she becomes cornered and finds no way but to give in to his request, then she will not be blamed. Feeding others during Ramadan. Abdullah ibn Salam, may Allah be pleased with them, reported, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, O people, exchange greetings of salam, i.e. say assalamu alaykum to one another. Feed people, strengthen the ties of kinship, and be in prayer when others are asleep, you will enter paradise in peace. This is reported in the book of Imam at-Tirmidhi, may Allah have mercy upon him. Feeding people in general, and the poor and needy in particular, is an act that is greatly rewarded and appreciated. However, one thing which I must bring to people's attention are the long hours a woman spends in cooking different dishes for guests, which wastes her entire day. It is almost as if Ramadan is a month to display a woman's expertise in cooking and preparing a breathtaking table. Fasting was not legislated for this. Rather, it was legislated for people to achieve piety and not overindulge in different dishes of food when breaking the fast at sunset and consequently, in some cases, become too lazy to pray. Another related issue is extravagance in spending when preparing a meal. A woman should not exaggerate in spending and should advise her husband not to do so, as Allah does not like those who exaggerate. Some people prepare food to feed others, but when they send it, they do not ascertain that they are sending it to the deserving people, like the needy, the poor, single men who have to work all day, or students who have to attend classes during the day and have no one to cook for them. These people are more worthy of receiving the food than exchanging food with one's neighbors. Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who provides a fasting person something with which to break his fast will earn the same reward as the one who was observing the fast without diminishing in any way the reward of the later. This is reported in the book of Imam at-Tirmidhi, may Allah have mercy upon him. According to this narration, a person offering food to others to break their fast must give them enough food to suffice them. A woman's cooking and preparation of the food entitles her to the same reward as her husband who worked and earned the money with which the food was bought. Many sisters have asked the question whether they are permitted to taste the food whilst cooking during the day in Ramadan or not. The answer is yes, you are permitted to taste the food provided you do not swallow what you taste, as the sense of tasting is done by the tongue and not in the throat or the stomach. Assisting her husband in his worship. Many people find it difficult to wake up for prayers during Ramadan due to sleeping late at night. Thus, it is the woman's duty to assist her husband and encourage him to perform the prayers and other virtuous deeds. Some men give instructions to their wives not to come close to them and not to wake them up unless they wake up on their own, regardless of how late that may be. I say that a woman must perform her duty in advising the husband using kind words and wise methods when doing so. Spending in charity. In the book of Imam Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon him, Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O women folk, you should give charity and be diligent in seeking Allah's forgiveness, because I have seen that the majority of the dwellers of the hell are women, i.e. on the night of the ascension to the highest heavens. This prophetic guidance is generally applicable at all times, and more so during the month of Ramadan, when practicing charity becomes more rewarding. Women must ensure when they spend that whatever they give in charity goes through the proper channel to trustworthy organizations. Another related issue is paying the due zakat, whether it is for a business, cash, gold, jewelry, or other categories of wealth that reach the minimum amount that mandates zakat, provided a full lunar year has elapsed from the time one possessed it. It is permissible for the husband to pay the zakah due on his wife if he wishes to do so as an act of benevolence to his wife. But he must inform her that he is doing so. Reforming the house during Ramadan. A woman must refrain from all prohibitions at all times, and this becomes more of an obligation during this blessed month. Many women are in the habit of backbiting and tail-bearing, and this is worse when done during this blessed month. Many people gather after the Taraweeh prayer, i.e. the congregational optional night prayers during Ramadan, and indulge in many such prohibitions. A pious woman is one who turns such gatherings into gatherings for remembering Allah and gatherings of obedience as a means of reformation for all those present. Additionally, a pious woman is always keen to make her house freed from sin and evil, and thus she must strive to remove anything that is displeasing to Allah from her house in order for servitude to be completely fulfilled, unlike those who fast during the day and indulge in different types of prohibitions during the night. Many houses are filled with prohibited things, and it is the responsibility of the woman to clear her house of them. Finally, a woman must take advantage of this month, since in Ramadan, hearts are boosted with faith and more receptive, and thus more likely to adhere to virtuous advice.